All right.
Getting it started is always like the weirdest thing.
We're back.
Who wants to start it?
We're back. How much do you hate we're back?
We're back. I hate like the scripted starts. But we're back.
Why don't you do the most unscripted thing you could think of right now?
Well, this isn't scripted. That's pretty on the cusp.
It's pretty real.
I'll get a good one.
Nah, don't force it. Have you seen all those videos of people trying to drink a bottle of Sprite and then like not burp?
Oh, that's so funny.
That is like a genuine fear of mine.
Yeah, it can't be done.
Throwing up.
Can't be done.
Mate, I did it.
You didn't do a bottle. You did a can.
I did a
can. Doesn't count.
You did not do a bottle.
That was a can of Coke. I did another one with the Sprite. Ask Tay.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm cold bullshit.
Yeah.
Almost vomited.
Nah, I'll be impressed when I see the 2 liter.
2 liter.
2 liters a lot.
You know what happens after he drinks that? He dies.
Yeah. I've seen it done.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Matt Stoney, the man can eat.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Do we know Matt Stoney? Yeah, Matt Stoney.
He only wakes up to eat food.
We love Matt Stoney.
Matt Stoney can eat.
He can eat.
Yeah.
Too much. It's a bit weird.
Mm.
But, all right, new episode.
Another solo.
I know. What the hell are you guys doing watching them? It's so weird.
Well, one of our TikToks did all right.
It did. The world's cursed or something. Oh. There's something going wrong if people are watching our stuff.
Mm.
But, like, we appreciate it. Keep watching.
Keep watching.
We said last episode we wanted to hit 100 subs on YouTube, and we did it.
We did it.
I'm stoked about 100 that.
100 subs, let's go.
That's Champs. Huge. And we roll on to the next one.
101. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the next goal.
That is the next goal. We are definitely over 101. But, yeah, we're back solo. Jax, what's been going on in your life, mate, since we saw you last? Which was how long? 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, we roughly last recorded.
Yeah.
That was the one. Yeah, that was the Pubes and Boogers podcast.
Cannot believe. I am so embarrassed. Who posts like stuff like that?
Each week it's getting more embarrassing.
It is. My mum, because my little brother said, oh, your TikTok's doing really well. Mum was like, what was it about? And I'm like, not telling.
Yeah. You can't say.
I can't.
The blokes at work, I said, oh, this, you know, why do you keep checking your phone, Jack? I'm like, oh, because one of our TikToks actually did okay last night. And they're like, oh, yeah, what's it on? I'm like, it's on right now. And this was like 12 hours in. It's on 700,000 views.
That's ridiculous.
What the fuck? And they're like, what was it about? I'm like, oh, it's about us talking about pubes.
Oh!
how perfect is that?
Oh, well.
But
people keep listening, so it's your fault. Mm. I'm going to blame you.
So the week before, it was male cows. Last week it was pubes and boogers. This week, who knows? So
oh, God.
Stick around, you'll find out.
My sex life, probably.
Oh,
no.
That's starting early.
Gee, that'll be a very short conversation, that one.
Faith Pazish.
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 Gee.
I'm joking, mate.
Give me one more beer and I'll probably tell you.
Calm down. Calm down. Let's just start.
No, but what's been going on? We watched our beloved Magpies lose a prelim.
Oh, tough.
By 1 point.
That was tough.
Life's tough.
Mm.
But, you know, you got to be proud of the boys.
Yeah. Now, I've had Tom come here. So, Tom's here watching.
Oh, yes.
So,
your boarding cricketing
superstar.
Superstar. Bowls heat.
Bowls gas.
Absolute gas.
So, Tom is now living with me for seven months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Manchester.
Manchester. Yeah, he's been good to have around. Showing him the ropes of the peninsula.
Yeah.
There's not much to see.
No.
Plenty.
Have you seen Main Street? Welcome to the peninsula.
Welcome to the Yeah, we took him to Casa on the second night.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll get used to it.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's all right. We don't mind Casa.
Mm.
But what's the Noxie? Oh, before we get started, the hoodie, the jumper you're wearing, sorry.
Oh, the new Yawn Crew.
Yawn.
Have a look at it.
Noxie behind the mix has been busy. How you been, Noxie?
Been good, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Nice. You're kind of a part of this now. So you have to be here.
Yeah, I know. Still chained, still handcuffed. I don't really leave this room much. So, but no, I've been
Why do you sound like a robot? What did I just say at the start of this podcast? Let's not sound like robots.
What? How would I sound like a robot?
Good movie, though.
iRobot?
No. Oh,
dude. iRobots.
Oh, I want to watch that again.
We'll get back to Noxy.
Oh, I've got another thing to say after.
Nah, been good. Had the yawn shoot last night with a few friends, which was nice.
Mm. Chill.
And yeah, Kyle, watched the footy with your family, and Finn told me that your family isn't a big swearing family, and he said I was swearing my fucking head off.
Really?
Yeah, so I felt really bad about that.
Who was swearing your head off?
I was swearing my head off, apparently.
My parents didn't notice. Do you reckon my dad was glued to the TV? There was no way he noticed. And he was just having a go at Finn the whole time.
Really?
It was great.
Was Finn going for Sydney?
No, we just picked on him.
Oh, that's fair.
Just for fun.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, because our team was winning, team was losing, we were stressed, and Finn's an easy target.
Easing the pain.
Well, apart from Collingwood, how's your week been?
My week, pretty boring.
You got a job.
I did get a job.
Yeah.
At a golf course. Working with you.
Working with
me.
Yeah,
you got me the job.
So we got Kyle on board at the old June's Golf Links.
No way you're working together.
Super stoked to be there.
I'm seeing him once a week.
Yeah.
And no more than that.
Yeah, fuck, that'll be enough.
So it's just Monday morning and that's it.
Yeah, easy.
So yeah.
Nah, super stoked to be on board, boys. And, you know, I'm ready to just get out there. Been talking to the coaches. Super stoked to get out there and just, you know, hit the training track.
Hit the training track.
All those cliches. Mm. No, that'll be fun. But also, back to, you were talking about robots. Ratatouille, the best standalone Pixar film. Good. But keyword standalone? Keywords?
Yeah.
Fuck. Keywords, standalone. Because you think Toy Stories, gee, that's good.
Cars.
But
yeah.
Sequel, though.
Yeah.
Cars 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know. They're probably on 6.
Planes. They release Planes.
That should not have been. That's a joke.
Did they release a movie called Planes?
Did they release a movie called Boats as well?
I think so.
Did they actually? That was meant to be a joke.
No.
Yeah.
Planes.
Ratatouille, the best standalone Pixar film.
Well, that's just incorrect.
Well, what else is beating it?
Nah, like, are we talking Disney Pixar?
Standalone. Disney Pixar standalone.
Well, Toy Story. There's one.
No, but that's not standalone.
Oh, so multiple.
So if that's got sequels.
Finding Nemo.
Dory?
Yeah. Just. You can't say it's not.
That's a sequel, though.
Finding
The
Incredibles. Dory is a sequel. It's got two.
Has
of
a
them.
Sequel, Incredibles 2.
So what are you?
Incredibles 2, pox.
Oh, dude, Inside Out is
Inside
pretty...
Out. No. I haven't watched. Oh, Soul. I was talking about that. Matt, you know, remember the Disney movies when you were watching when you were little? When they had no meaning to it. It was just like Bug's Life, Bugs Talking.
A Bug's Life is
it's
really
so
good.
It's so good.
Bug's Life's good.
And then ants rip them off.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Imagine not filing a lawsuit after that movie's been put out.
There's a few of these I haven't seen, to be honest.
Ratatouille, mate. It's such a good movie.
Ratatouille, yeah.
Coco's fucking good.
Haven't seen Coco. Seen
it. If it's been released post 2012.
Oh, dude, Wall-E.
Wall-E.
So
that's the. Yeah, that could rival it, actually.
Up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We've got some serious, serious competition now.
Yeah, nah. Up's pretty good.
Coco got the waterworks going for me.
Oh, really? What was the last movie you cried about?
Cried Dances about with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I'd cry
1990.
Over.
I like old films, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's when the wolf gets shot.
Nah.
Like, it's always when
now
like, the
I'm
dog
not gonna
dies.
Watch it.
Yeah.
The dog got shot. Why did the dog get shot? I haven't watched. I'm doing what I hate in people.
What?
I haven't watched a minute of the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand the main thing that happened in the movie. The dog got shot. That the whole premise is around the dog getting shot.
Nah, that's just like a side sad part.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
don't watch it. What about you?
You already know.
Red Dog. Oh, Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Noxy, what's yours?
The last time I cried?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Notebook.
Notebook.
Oh, man.
See, Notebook didn't get me.
No, but I don't cry at the end. I cry at other parts.
Like which
what,
one?
What, when his dad says he loves him?
No, like, you know, like when she's away and he's just there by himself and he's in so much obvious pain. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. True.
It's hard, I suppose, bro. Yeah.
Feeling empathy.
Nah, I get that.
Watched a good romantic movie the other day, too.
What?
I need to get back on it. I've been slack. I need to watch more romance.
It makes you feel sad, but...
Sometimes you need it.
For some reason, that sadness feels good.
Yeah, it's a good sad.
Couldn't agree more.
Do you know what I mean? It's like listening
to sad music. It's like you go back in the movie after you've seen it and watch the sad clips again to make yourself feel sad because it feels good.
I've got a sad song playlist.
Do you?
When I feel like shit, I listen to this sad song playlist.
Does it make you feel worse or better?
Oh, so bad.
But why do you do...
Oh, well, that's what you want to feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to feel sad and then try and make myself feel good through different music.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's a good sad.
It is.
Like, it's a sad you need to feel.
Well, at least we're feeling something.
You don't often feel much, mate.
No, we're numb. Numb in this world of nothingness.
Mate, what are you using? Oven mitt?
An oven mitt.
Oh, over your schlong.
What?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Joke. You don't have much feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, I'm with you now.
Yeah, all good.
What are your thoughts on searching up menus before you go to a place, like a restaurant?
I never do it. I don't even think to do it.
I do it every time.
Like, to a place you haven't been to, obviously.
Yeah,
like
it'd have to
nice
be.
Like a place.
Like a new place. Why?
Because you can kind of get excited for what you are going to be eating, I guess. And because I don't want to spend 10 minutes there looking at the menu. It's so awkward when you look at your menu, like, chicken looks all right.
Yeah.
The chicken looks all right.
Like,
chicken parma looks good.
I know what I'm going to get.
Mm. Do you ever look around the pub before, or the restaurant? Don't know why. Obviously, assume the pub, but you're like looking around and kind of seeing like, gee, that looks good. Like when the waiter walks past, like, oh, that, I don't even know what that is. The fish looks good. So you got to go to get the fish. Have you ever gone, I want one he's having?
Yeah.
Never done it in my life.
You get encouraged. Gee, that smells good.
Yeah.
Because you're hungry. Everything smells good.
Yeah.
And
you're
the
right.
The waiters walk, holy fuck, what is that?
What is that? I want it.
Like, that looks good.
It's called the fish basket.
Oi, have a look at that.
Have a look.
Oh, dude.
I feel like there's some kind of ego playing here. I'm like, I'm not going to get what he's having. But I'll get a parma with 20 other people that are all getting parmas.
Well, yeah, it's just...
I don't know.
It's feel like Carlton Draft parma. It's like...
Yeah, everyone just has it.
Yeah, like it's weird if you get another beer. It's weird if you get something else that's not a parma.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just don't like searching stuff up. I also didn't think that was like a thing, online menus. That's how naive I am. It's the world of nice eating.
Yeah.
I'd like the fish and chips or the parma. What will be quicker? Fine, I'll have both.
Have you ever considered the steak sandwich?
Oh, for lunch.
If it wasn't
that's
45
a lunch meal.
Pound.
Yeah, you're kidding. Yeah. I'm not paying that much. No way.
That's too much. I don't know. What else? Nox, you had a topic you wanted to bring up, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, just because... I have embarrassing moments every day.
Oh. So you embrace embarrassment, don't you?
Yeah, I like it. I find it funny as...
I don't.
I love being in awkward situations.
You see, I don't, but yeah, go on.
Like, if you're in an awkward situation and say it's like, you know, two people and you're in an awkward situation, you both fucking know you're in the awkward situation and you don't want to, you know, excuse or elaborate on the fact that you're in an awkward situation, so it's fucking hilarious. I'm laughing in my head knowing that this guy is fucking in bits over how awkward we are right now, and I'm just chilling, like laughing at it. I like it. And then after I feel shit because I'm like, well, fuck, that was awkward.
I understand that completely. I know when we're both thinking, gee, this is tough work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't mind even being that kind, be like, all right, let's address it. Let's not put ourselves through this. Let's call it early.
Yeah.
And let's just completely get away from whatever this is.
Yeah, let's call it.
Let's call it.
I do that. Do you have a move that you go to, you know, get away from the awkward conversation that you're currently in? All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back. Just got to go see this person. I'll talk to you later. No, I won't. There's no way. I don't want to talk to you. Like, they're probably nice, but like, I just don't want. Also,
catch up for a beer later.
Oh, God, no.
Invisible beer.
Yeah, the invisible beer with the invisible person.
This reminds me of a great topic. What do you reply with when it's your birthday and you keep getting heaps of messages about your birthday?
Oh, classic.
Like, what's your go-to reply?
Oh, thanks, mate. Love heart.
Catch up for a beer soon.
No, I'm not instigating more. So that's the thing. You're asking for more conversation. I don't want any conversation.
Yeah.
Don't send me a birthday message.
Yeah.
Actually, you can. That's quite nice. I do appreciate a good birthday message.
I love it when people face unfortunate situations. I think I've said this before. I think it's the best thing ever.
That's not nice.
It's funny. It's great. Do you think it's funny?
Oh, it's the best kind of humor out there, I reckon.
Like people, I would find it funny, say what I did this week and just got on crypto, being so excited, it's gone down 900 in a week. If that has happened to my mate of mine, I'm fucking dying of laughter. That's gold. Like that's the joke of the week.
Last solo pod, you're getting so around it as well.
You were. I'm pretty sure you said it went up 200 last pod.
Last solo pod, I think I was over the moon. This one, I'm depressed. Down 900. There's going to be an update every podcast.
Yeah, so you have to hold on to it.
Yeah. I'm on Bitcoin, by the way. So if anyone's ever heard of that, they can get on it.
I think it's a new one.
Yeah.
It's what all the kids are getting on.
Yeah. It's only at 29 grand. Got about 3% of it. Yeah. So, yeah, get on it. It's looking good. Down 25% of my actual portfolio. It's good stuff.
Have we talked about... So, you're on the dating apps, aren't you?
I am on the dating apps. I'm on one.
Yeah, I'm on one as well. Back on one. Have this relationship where I delete it and get it back. A lot.
Tinder?
No. Hinge.
All right.
See if we keep that in.
Yeah.
And have we discussed previously prompts?
Prompts, yeah.
We've already discussed this?
Yeah.
No, okay, I won't talk about it again.
Well, what happened?
Well, there's just prompts I see, and also just how stressful it is to think of good prompts.
To be impressive online.
Yeah. It is tough. I'm not impressive in person. So to be impressive, like, online, where I only have words, it's really hard. Words. And I hate having the same conversation all the time. Mm. Hey, how you going? Oh, you're good. Get up to much today? No, not much. Just uni. Oh, what are you studying at uni? Oh, I'm doing criminology. Oh, that's good. Where you study, Deacon? I just met you. We're probably not going to talk after 1 hour.
Mm.
And then I've got all this information in my head that I don't need.
Yeah. Useless.
Useless. Oh, I hate it when they're like, oh, don't be mad if I don't reply. Like, if I don't reply for 3 days, why the fuck would I message you? What a terrible idea. We can have a chat twice a week.
You sound interesting. You sound engaging.
You've got my attention now.
Yeah.
We're barely going to talk, and that's the only point of this app. Like, that's the only point of the app, is to talk and meet new people, but you're only going to do it every 3 days. Come on, you're kidding yourself, are you?
Kyle, what do you rate yourself out of 10?
4.
4?
Yeah.
Noxy?
5.
5?
Bullshit. You rate yourself higher. 100%.
No, a nice average 5.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, I was going to say 5.
Yeah.
There's apparently a thing, if you rate yourself higher than a 7, you're just the worst person.
I could, well, if you say you're an 8, you're an idiot. I reckon. There's 7, 8.
No one heard that, but Tom just said he thinks he's an 8.
Yeah, that's, no, I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I don't like people that rate themselves.
Well, here's the switcheroo of this. Say you ask Margot Robbie and she said she's lower than a 7.
Yeah, but then you're like, oh, that's
shit by you. You obviously know you're better than that.
What's better? A 10 saying she's a 10 or a 10 saying she's a 6?
This is what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse.
I don't know what
one shows humility, but also you're bullshitting yourself.
Mm.
But the other one's like, you're arrogant and you know, but you're hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's better.
I reckon 10.
10. 10. 10, 10, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. If you know you're stunning, you're stunning.
Mm.
And there are some stunners out there.
So you reckon you're a 4?
Yeah.
So what makes you below average? Because 5's average.
Oh, my nose, my neck.
So what gives you those 4 points then?
What gives me 4? Oh no, I could get 4
yes,
points.
Kyle.
So yeah, I think points. My height, 6 foot, not too small.
Nice.
That's a point.
Over average, what's average? 5'8", you reckon?
Yeah, it's about 5'8", 5'9".
Yep. I reckon. So that's a point. 6 foot. Yep. Shit. This is where
so
it gets
far,
tough.
You're a 1 out of 10, mate.
Well, now I've got a job, thank God.
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
So I was a 3 before this week.
Yeah.
I got my own car and I'm studying. So that gives me that.
Mm.
And then, like, I don't know. Can are all footballers at least a minimum six?
No.
Because they're footballers?
Footballers can make people worse as well.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. It's because I was going to say the sporting factor, being a high-level athlete, does that bump your average, your number up?
Being in good shape does.
In good shape, yeah. It's got nothing to do with really sport. Like, you could be the best-looking bloke ever and play lacrosse and fuck. Lacrosse is almost a turn-off.
Well, I haven't seen a single good-looking lacrosse player ever. Yeah. But I've also never watched lacrosse.
I haven't seen a lacrosse player ever.
So is that an American thing?
So that's your 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I reckon I'm 4.
What do you rate your personality out of 10?
Well, of course I like my personality. You got to really hate yourself to not like your personality.
So what is it out of 10?
My personality. You can't rank it out of 10. You can't rank your personality out of 10.
I reckon you think it's pretty high, otherwise you would have said it's something low.
Well, no one's going to rate their personality low. Because they like who they are, right?
Not everyone likes who they are.
Like, some people think they're funny when they're not, but they'll be like, oh, dude, I'm at least an 8. Because they think they're funny. No, but I wouldn't think they're funny, and I'd give them a 3.
Yeah.
There'd be people out there who don't like their personality, but they probably like their looks. Bit of both.
I reckon I could average you out of 5.
What's better, your looks or your personality?
Oh, I'm going to have to say my personality because my looks aren't good.
Where's your confidence, mate?
Mate, it's in the gutters. That's all right. We'll work our way
Carl,
up.
Carl, you're sexy, man.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, thanks, boys.
You're class.
It's not a pity show here, all right? Let's. I
mean it. What are you doing later?
What am I doing later? I'm kind of busy.
Drinking beers with me.
Yeah. Are we still here?
What's your favourite social media?
Twitter.
Is Twitter yours?
Yeah, I love Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
On what?
I'm not on Twitter because I just don't have anything. Twitter's for people that have something to say and want people to hear it.
You have a podcast.
We have not talked about anything seriously remotely.
No, you're right.
This is what I have to say.
This is what I have to contribute to society.
This is the only thing I will contribute to society. I'm not going to try and tell the world about some issue that they're not going to listen to. That's fair. Not going to push an agenda that no one, people care about, but what, they're going to do it now because I said it?
No.
Oh, did you hear what Kyle said? He told us to pick up some rubbish. You know what I'm going to go? Pick up one bag of rubbish. No, you're not.
In school, do you remember this? 10 pieces of rubbish each, and you always grab like the sugar thing.
Oh, and you rip it into 10?
You rip it into 10. There's my 10 bits. Oh. Why are they all the same? I don't know. They were just, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Someone threw it on the ground.
Yeah. But I worked hard for them.
Yeah. Oh. 10 bits of rubbish each.
I'd always get like 3 or 4 and then tear them in half. And I'm like, oh, you know, there's at least 8. There's, you know, one more and I'm there.
Or pack up the chairs after assembly. You ever do that?
Oh, yes.
You get that one guy who'd be like carrying like 8. He's like, oh, yeah. Look at me. Fucking look at me.
Yeah, you do 50 push-ups. We get it. You can do push-ups on your feet and not on your knees.
Aren't school chairs the most awkward things to carry ever?
Not fun.
Yeah, not fun at all.
Something's got 4 legs and some back thing. Like, it's the most obscure object.
And you have to make it perfectly be on top of the bottom one. Otherwise, it completely ruins the stack.
And some chairs you can't stack.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever tried to pack an office chair into your car?
Yeah.
Like, you can't Tetris that. You got something that's got 5 wheels, chair, and it spins in a 360 direction.
Yeah. No, there's not much you can do with that.
Yeah, like, it's the Rubik's Cube of all fucking items to store.
I've actually saved a lot of videos on my phone of, like, do this trick, and it's like 2 down, 2 across, 2 up, and it, like, will fix any Rubik's Cube. Mm. Haven't tried it yet, but I'm almost certain he's just gone 2 back, 2 to the right, 2 at the left at the very start of the video and then just done it.
Probably.
Oh, I just wish like that was real.
I'm pretty sure there's a chick at work who like has a Rubik's Cube class and there's a full algorithm and I'm pretty sure
Excuse me? Say that sentence again. There is a chick at work that has a Rubik's Cube class.
Yeah, I work at a speech place, so she does like a social skills group.
Rubik's Cube class.
Dude, Rubik's Cubes are huge. Like speed cubing and shit like that.
Yep. Puzzles, dude. That people love them.
It goes fucking
What do you have to go to class to learn how to do a puzzle?
Nah, puzzles are big.
Puzzles are huge.
I don't understand. Yeah, am I so lost?
You're out of it. Yeah, because Rubik's Cube have the 2x2, you got the 3x3, 4x4, 5x5, up until about 11x11.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So you got all these cubes, all these different puzzles, and then you got the time for each one, one-handed, blindfolded, all this shit.
Dude, there's full competitions like chess.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said a class.
Well, yeah, you learn how to do the puzzles.
Do you know
class.
How to do a Rubik's Cube, Kyle?
No.
So
no.
You learn
you
how
to do it.
You
take ages to figure it out. And you just, one day you figure it out.
I don't think if you planted a Rubik's Cube in my jail cell and I had life sentence, I don't reckon I'd be able to solve it.
I agree.
I probably wouldn't either, but I'd have a good try.
Yeah, we'd have a great try. The thing would be worn so the colours don't even
but
show
I
anymore.
Didn't think there was a... I didn't think there was like a class, though. That's... Oh, I went to a Rubik's Cube class and that's how I figured it out.
Dude, it's huge. It's an algorithm. It's like mathematics.
But how do they know how to do it?
What do you mean? There's always someone who knows how to do something.
Yeah, it's like getting taught. It's like I know how to shuffle cards.
Yeah, but shuffling cards is different to Rubik's Cube. It's a completely different puzzle on its own.
Dude,
yeah.
Do you think like a Rubik's Cube is from like another planet? Someone made it up.
Yeah. Why am I still confused?
I don't know.
It's a puzzle. It's the most classic puzzle in the world.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. You seem tough. Like a puzzle.
I'm puzzled. I remember doing 100-piece puzzles and being absolutely stoked when I smashed that out.
Always look for the corner pieces first.
Yeah, you go the edges first and you work your way in.
When you did a school puzzle and you found the corner piece, you were getting talked to on recess.
Oh, yeah. You're going to talk to some chicks.
Yeah.
I found it. Oh, Jack. Oh, you're the one that found the corner piece.
Yeah.
So how's your day been? What'd you have for lunch? Yeah, Vegemite sandwich.
There's a giraffe on it.
Vegemite sandwich is what I have for lunch.
Yeah, let's catch up on big play.
Yeah.
Little play and big play.
Yeah, you take the yellow slide, I'll have the red one.
Yeah, see you at the bottom. Yeah. And that is where the phrase, I'll see you at the bottom, came from.
Slide comps.
Slide comps.
Fucking hate that.
What was your favourite, I don't want to say utensil, activity on the playground?
You literally can't, like, you actually can't say utensil on the playground.
This is where the spectrum talk comes into play.
There is no utensils in a playground.
No.
Playground equipment is what you were saying.
Sure.
I liked a lot of the spinny stuff. Oh. Well, this is more of a local park kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember going in like, yeah, these were fun. Ready? So there was one in Somerville where everyone would sit in this like bowl thing and then there's this big thing in the middle and you spin it.
Oh, I remember those.
And everyone's in it and you got to try and stay in the longest.
Yeah.
And people are sitting up the top and then all of a sudden you see like Josh and you're like, I'm out. And he flings out and you're still going with the mark. And you're basically playing chicken and you're like, I'm not feeling sick. You're so you feel so unwell.
Yeah.
And you're just like, one of two things is going to happen. It's either we're going to stay in here together and we're both going to boff everywhere, or I'm going to win. I'm going to get out of here, try and talk to someone and just pass out on the ground. That was great. Yeah.
The bowl.
I actually don't know what it's called. All right. Here's another thing I just thought of.
Yeah.
So we're the evolved version of apes, yet they can use their feet like it's hands.
Yes.
Their feet are hands. We've devolved then at this point.
And they're more mobile.
Pick
than
up
us.
An apple with your foot.
Yeah, you can't do
Not
it.
Not happening.
No.
They can grab a branch with their foot and swing, and we literally cannot walk. Like, we can just walk.
Yeah,
we can't do anything
it's not
else.
A play about a natural
We're
habitat.
Devolving as a race and a being and an organism or whatever we are.
Physically, you're talking about.
Yes. Well, if we're meant to be the evolution of apes, we're going backwards is what I'm saying.
So you're saying apes are more physically...
Gifted than us.
Gifted than us.
No
yes.
way.
There's no way that's true.
How can
Just
you test it?
Just because they can pick something up with their foot doesn't mean that they're more physically advanced.
I didn't say mentally.
No,
and like
no you're talking,
IQ,
talking about physically.
I'm talking physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Do you reckon you could get between A and B quicker than an ape could if he had his mind tested on that thing?
If he was chasing some raw meat.
Yeah, if he was hungry and there was food over there and you were just trying to run from A to B, do you reckon you could beat the ape?
No.
Okay.
I reckon you could.
You reckon you could?
Nah.
I don't reckon you could beat a gorilla, but I reckon you could beat an ape.
All right. So
I reckon a fast person could beat an ape.
A gorilla, for example. Talk about physically
gifted. Well, then, I want a fast ape then, if we're saying we want a fast human. These are just hypotheticals that are just unrealistic.
I think you could.
All right.
Let's talk about gorillas for a second. This is interesting.
I like gorillas.
Would you say, who would you say is more physically gifted, a gorilla or a human?
Physically gifted.
This is in all aspects of physical. So we're talking about being able to catch a tennis ball or being able to flip a car over.
Oh, gorilla. You'd have to say, wouldn't you?
Can they catch a tennis ball just like...
Reflexes. They don't have reflexes like that.
Do they?
I don't think
so. Are you sure?
Because there's different parts of it.
Agility, strength.
Well, I guess speed. Their intelligence isn't there to be like, all right.
Yeah, but that's not physical.
Press the light when it goes red. You couldn't communicate. He'd just be like Donkey Kong on that shit.
Yeah.
He'd go nuts on it. So I guess that kind of... But if we're saying equal intelligence, they're more physically gifted than us. There's going off intelligence, of course, we are the superior, but if we had the same... Well, I guess that's just a fucking ridiculous kind of statement to make, isn't it? What if apes were smarter than us? Well, then we wouldn't be the superior race, would we?
Well, they've got thumbs, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they as like...
They can open doors.
Mm. Literally, I feel like they're not as coordinated as us.
They couldn't type on a laptop.
No.
Yeah. That's fair.
Elon Musk got one. What,
table tennis?
Game.
Pong.
Pong.
The first ever.
Elon Musk got apes to play Pong. Jeez Louise.
So, what's the point of that?
Training.
Was it fun?
Probably test their.
He's trying to make microchips and shit. Yeah, it's going to
people's brains.
I
don't want microchips in my brain. What are your thoughts on that?
AI and stuff.
Yeah.
Scary.
I don't like it, but when it becomes in me, like, they're basically online, they can get like a digital footprint of who you are and everything. But once thing comes, starts like in your brain and all that kind of things, like even have you seen that Black Mirror episode?
No.
Where he's got like this eye contact lens or something. I don't know if it's an eye contact. No, he literally has like a chip in him. And he can replay every single thing he's seen.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that
freaks me out.
That's what they're trying to do.
I don't want to do it.
No. There's possibilities of that going pear-shaped.
Well, yeah, but do you reckon in the future you'd get hooked into doing it?
No.
I don't think that could
I got hooked into doing underage drinking so very easily. So surely someone would be like, oh, you're not going to get this with all my mates getting it. There is no way I'm not getting it.
Great talking point I've got coming up here.
Yeah, what is it? It's got to be better than that.
So Joe Rogan had a podcast with Mark Zuckerberg recently. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
Really interesting. So Joe's asking Mark about all these questions. You know his new metaverse thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About like all that crazy stuff. And Mark's talking about these glasses that, and he's trying to talk them up by saying, you know, soon you're not even going to, when you're talking to someone and you get a notification, you won't have to be rude and interrupt and bring out your phone and look at it.
Yeah.
You'll get a little thing in the corner of your eye that says, I don't know, Kyle messaged you.
Yeah.
What are you doing today? And how much easier is that going to be? And Joe's just like, that's just going to be a massive distraction.
That is going to be
like, that's
so much worse.
Sounds terrible.
That's going to... No, I don't want to do that.
No one wants to do that, I reckon, apart from him.
Yeah.
AFL Grand Final, kicking a goal on the line to win the game.
Yeah.
Mum calls.
Yeah.
Mum calls. Mum, I'm busy.
Like, this whole metaverse stuff looks like it's just encouraging for you to not leave your home ever.
Mm. It's like Ready Player One, Kyle.
Oh, I love that movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, you love that movie too, don't you?
Awesome movie.
Yeah,
it's Ready Player One. It's scary.
Where the real world's not even in the physical.
That's not connecting people.
Nah, it's not good.
No.
I don't like.
Deep, but I don't reckon we'll be here long enough for that to happen.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't want to be.
I give it 20 years.
Nah, I reckon 50. Well, we're 70, some weird shit's going to start happening.
You reckon?
Yeah, our grandkids are fucked.
Fuck, mate, when we're 70... Climate change is going to fucking...
We'll be 40 in 20 years.
That's right. The Earth will only be around for the next 100 years, so...
Yeah.
Well, you look at this device here. Don't you reckon this should be worth so much more than what it is? Like, this is $2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
This phone. This can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, phones can do anything. It's pretty incredible
what
phones can do. The
camera's unbelievable for what it is. I can talk to anyone in the world. I can do all this stuff online. I can make my own business. I can make money off this thing.
Yeah.
Very comfortably if you put your mind to it. This should be worth way more than... Like, you give this to someone in 1999, they'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you reckon people... Do you reckon, though, back then in 1960s or something, you hand them that phone, they'd be as freaked out as what we're about with the metaverse and everything, though?
100%.
Yeah, you give someone this in 1960...
They'll freak the fuck out.
They'll be like touch screen, first of all. First of all, coloured screen.
Yeah,
coloured screen.
Yeah.
First of all, screen.
First of all, screen.
Screen. With like such detail. Like there's like something like a billion pixels just on this screen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Just on my hand.
Yeah.
And like just scrolling. And my face recognition just then, I don't even think about that ever. But it just recognized my face in a second and opened up my phone.
I'm still, I don't know about face recognition. Like I don't have any of my credit. Do you have any of it?
It's so advanced.
So many people have their credit cards so they can tap their card.
Yeah.
I just don't do it because I don't trust the phone.
That's crazy.
Imagine giving someone 50 years ago saying you can pay with this. You just double click the side, bang,
credit
done.
Credit cards didn't even exist back then.
Yeah, credit cards didn't. Like, they'd be like, cash, check. You know, get my wallet and check.
I'll have to go to the bank.
Do you have a pen? Nah, mate, just double click that. It'll recognize your face. Boom, you've paid.
Yeah.
At the same time, obviously, that wouldn't work back then. You need mass production. You need everyone globally to have a phone for the phone to work.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think another stat that's funny, I think looking back now, I think the moon landing is still even more impressive than this. And that happened in 1969 or whatever.
Did it happen though?
Did it happen?
Oh, we one of those people.
Mythbusters.
How? How are we going to be mythbusters?
Why?
Someone go
out
there and
the
check.
Moon?
There's a flag there.
Why did we go in the first? Wasn't it just kind of a race to get there between Russia and?
Yeah, because we wanted to be. We aren't involved.
No,
have nothing to do with this.
No,
Australia was watching, saying, "Go America."
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
It was a race to get there, wasn't it? That's why we...
Because they all thought like, oh, whoever controls space can control Earth kind of thing.
Yeah, that went well.
Yeah. Oh, now we've got the moon.
Yeah.
Fuck, what are we going to do up here?
The moon is out.
Gee, this is a great spot to park.
Flags on the moon, it's mine.
Yeah, they brought back some moon dust. That's moon dust.
You know what this is? Moon dust. Oh, that's good.
Awesome.
It's actually in the bin. It's in landfill.
Yeah, it's all for science. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, now we got the dust. Now we're going to know how to stop atomic bombs.
Yeah, a couple shovels of moon dust. It's going to change the world.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't need vitamin C. You need moon dust to clear your skin.
Oh, yeah. Like, surely we get to Mars before we die.
Maybe when we're like 80.
80?
Dude, imagine the... If we even get there, imagine the fucking specifications it would take to get to Mars. A civilization to another planet.
Yeah. It's a long way away as well.
Yeah. How many years is it to travel? Search up how many years it is to travel to Mars.
Hopefully it's less than to Bali.
Yeah, I can't go to Mars.
Do I think aliens are real?
Well, yeah, there has to be some form of intelligence out there.
Well,
we can't.
That's not true.
Why?
Look what I just looked up. Look what I just looked up. Fuck.
How many years does it take to get to Bali? You actually search it up. Oh my God. Oh,
how many years does it take to get to Bali?
The spacecraft departs from Earth at a speed of 24,600 miles an hour. The trip to Mars will take about 7 months, right?
I thought the 25-hour flight was long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought the flight was long.
I imagine how much it would cost just to be on a one-way ticket to Mars.
Well, people have signed themselves up to be like space bunnies, but I don't know. I can't go. Wait, how long was it? Seven months.
7 months.
Tough one. Really, really tough one.
Back to the aliens conversation.
Yeah.
There's no... You think there is aliens out there?
I reckon there's other intelligent life.
I always thought there have been, but someone said the other day, like, if there has been... You'd know by now. And I think that's true as well.
Can they be as intelligent as us, but in a lower form of evolution? Could they be like us? Like, say they're 8 years away. They're just as smart as... We're not going to get to some... We can't get to somewhere 7 months away.
Well, define intelligent life. So you're talking about plants and stuff?
Plants. Is that what we're talking about?
A type of intelligence.
Like, would you call a plant, a sunflower on a planet out there life? You'd call that life.
Well, yeah, yes. But we're talking about like in.
You want something to be moving around, don't you? With a conscience. Well, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were talking about, aren't yeah. we? Like, there's definitely, I reckon, planets with life on it, organisms and stuff like that. But I reckon somewhere out there, yeah, we're not the only galaxy out there as well.
There's 3 trillion.
There's a few of them.
That's a lot of.
So that means just one, that has to, like, within 3 trillion, is there another? I'd say there's at least one. It's just so far away from us, they'll never be able to get to us.
There's a great quote about this, actually.
Really?
It says, like, it's scary knowing that there might be something out there, but it's even scarier thinking that we're the only things
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Well, that's goosebumps.
All yeah. these theories that it's just a complete fucking fluke that we're even here. And that's cool, too.
I reckon that's a more possible theory, that we're a complete fluke.
Well, we could be. I mean, how the fuck are we going to continue this?
What do you mean?
Look what we've created, right? Look yeah. at humanity. Have a good fucking look around.
It's not much good.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we've done well?
I'm drinking beer and talking shit. What am I contributing to this humanitarian growth?
Emotion.
Mm.
That's all like...
Oh, there right? we go. We're going like philosophical and... all this kind of stuff now.
When you think about it, all life is emotion, isn't it?
Yeah. So if we're contributing to people... We're probably not, though. Who feels good listening to this shit?
Like, we've been brought here to expand, right?
Yeah.
Discover the universe. How is this contributing to that, Kyle?
What is the purpose... Well, this is ridiculously deep. Yeah. What do you think our purpose in... Like, what is the purpose of life?
The big question, eh?
Well, the biggest of all.
The big
really.
Question. I'll start with Noxie.
Yeah?
Excited.
Well, time to think. Yeah. Biologically, scientifically, it's just to reproduce, isn't it?
We're here to fuck. That is why we're here.
What, so just to continue the race?
To continue the race. That's all is that any it? Animal in life does. Well, that's main purpose is to why reproduce.
So yeah. Why am I so picky?
Why are you so picky?
Yeah. Mate, yeah. it's because you yeah. shave bald down there.
You're that's worried why. About someone trying to wow you.
So scared. Everyone's so scared about body counts and this shit. We're here to do that.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean you've been more successful than others?
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
Yeah. I'm contributing more to society. Or society or the universe.
Yeah, we're not contributing to the universe at all.
No.
Barely contributing to my postcode.
Picking and choosing.
Shame you don't have it.
Tom, camera. You don't have a camera, but you
try not to touch matter. The mic or the stand or anything if you can. Just move it to where you want and then after that.
Is this okay?
Yeah. Talk everyone, as close as you want.
You can't see him, but this is Tom.
Nice to meet you, everyone.
Yeah.
So what were you saying, Kyle?
So... I don't know. I feel like if all we're... So we're talking about being our sole purpose of reproducing.
Mm.
Do you reckon that's... I don't know. I feel like there's got to be more to that. More than just reproducing. Isn't it about our...
Yeah, well, that was
just experiencing life.
It's emotion.
Is that not
bro.
A part of it?
It's emotion.
That's not a part of it?
Yeah.
Our life experiences. I reckon that's all really in life is collecting life experiences and... doing different things and memories. Feeling different emotions.
But the man above, if there is one, doesn't give a one. Fuck about that.
Does he?
He doesn't care. Mate, there's 7 billion of us, right? Like, if I just got dumped, the man doesn't care. He's got... some poor kid in Africa can't even eat. Like, that's what he should be worried about.
Yeah.
I'm sooking up because...
Not Jack from Mount Martha.
Yeah.
Worried about his past bird.
Yeah. I don't get scrambled eggs for breakfast. I'm cracking the shits. He doesn't care about that, mate.
No, he doesn't. I don't know. It's interesting to think about.
Dude, what about like, you know, when you hear about spiritual experiences people go through? How do you explain that shit?
Spiritual experiences.
I think that's BS.
No. Yeah.
I just think it's people just... cracking it up just for a couple of like TikTok follows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or like get on the news or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't believe in that.
Mm.
Not a fan.
Interesting.
Wow, I've come in hot. I have come in hot with some big view. I mean, to be honest, you really put me in it.
Yeah.
Introducing me at this point. Would have preferred like a good 40 minutes of chatting with the boys first, but it is what it is.
It is.
That's
been thrown in at the deep end.
Yeah, that's all right. You got to jump in the pool eventually. Get your feet wet, mate.
Is Australia boring?
No.
What is what's the biggest difference?
What's our appeal?
Yeah.
Summer's nice. Meant to be nice anyway.
But like, you've been here for how long?
No.
6 days.
6 days, and there's been 2 days where it's not been raining.
Yeah, so...
And the radio's really bad.
The radio.
I've been waiting to say this, but we've been on the alien thing, but I'm just going to say it now. Nova Radio, possibly one of the worst things I've ever listened to. I've heard Ferrari. That song, Ferrari. Today, alone, I've heard it 4 times. That Lizzo song.
Oh,
what's it called?
I don't know. Both of them.
It's About Damn Time. That's what it's called. Yeah.
I'm not a big Lizzo fan. Awful. Fan. Never listened to her stuff.
Awful. But why did they keep playing it then?
I don't know. Because they're not basing their music on me.
Radio is bad.
It is bad. But also, I only just figured out how to do the Bluetooth in my car. So now I'll be able to listen to nice music.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's nice music?
Techno. Chill rap.
Yeah.
It just depends the vibe.
Is there a thing called chill rap?
Yeah. Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Tyler, Creator.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah.
If you don't like techno, buy better speakers.
Yeah. I completely agree. Yeah. I actually got voted worst music taste in my year at school.
Really?
Yeah, I was fizzing. I was fizzing when he said it. I was like, what? Are you kidding? I'm the guy on the speaker at the house parties. Like, yeah. So like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah. That's Noxie usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Noxie's always on the aux cord.
To give me worst music. I don't know. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's tears coming out of the eyes with that one.
Literally.
What time are we working with? 10:40.
Surely we've got some content there.
Yeah, we've got some content.
We've got enough for two there.
Hour 40.
Hour 40. Nah, we'll squeeze. Yeah, that's good.
We're happy with that?
What do you reckon?
Do you want to do a little sign off then?
I have one more ask.
All right.
What do you guys think of roller coasters?
I hate roller coasters.
Roller coasters, theme parks.
Water parks.
Roller coasters, I used to be so scared of them. But I actually went, so I reckon I was lucky enough to go to like Disneyland and all that kind of jazz when I was little. And I used to be like, I was like, I reckon 7 or 8. And I was like, this is too much for me. Then I went when I was like 12 and I was like, no, this is great.
Yeah.
But then I also, how old's too old to go on a roller coaster?
Never too old to go on a roller coaster.
Never?
Never.
Depends what ride.
If it's a serious ride, you're never too old. If you're on the road running a roller coaster at Movie World, you should reconsider your options.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
The teacups.
Yeah,
if you're on the teacups, if you're not with your kids.
I feel like it's weird. If you're over 17 and you don't, and you're there without your family and you're not taking a kid on a ride, bit weird.
Yeah. There's always that one guy, right, who's like 35 at the theme parks, right?
Yeah.
And you're
I don't want to be that guy.
You're at the water park and he's just trying to dominate every kid at the water squirting competition.
Yeah.
Power hungry people.
Yeah. This guy is power hungry. He wants to beat everyone. Or like at the foam ball pit, like at Dreamworld, he's just fanging him at every little kid.
Yeah.
Just knocking him down. Why is there always that one like dad or like 38-year-old?
I genuinely, this isn't a roller like theme park kind of thing. Do you remember Bounce? Like it's like a trampoline thing.
Yeah.
I remember you play dodgeball
yeah.
and there's some 40-year-old like the hairiest back you've ever seen. Like it's going through his shirt and he's wearing a singlet. It's a Bing Tang singlet. Oh, you came back from Bali. How good.
Yeah.
Right? And he's there and he goes up and he grabs 3 balls at once. The little bloody 6-year-old that came here with his birthday mate couldn't get a single ball. He's throwing that all of them. They're all out. Now they're sitting on the sideline, all sad, and he's like, how good am I? Looking around like, I don't know who he's with, his wife. I'm sure he's going to get laid that night. Anyway, and then there's like, you're like, I don't know, 16 or something, and you're like, all right, we can sort this out.
Covered in sweat as well.
You're like, you're actually working out, like really hard.
You do get sweaty.
And you're like, gang up with you, like you're with someone you don't even know, and you're like, dude, we have to gang up on this guy. We hate this guy. We hate him. He has to go. He has to be gone. So you get everyone out, you two on one, and then you just both throw it at him. And then he walks off all sad. Nothing better.
Little round of applause for that one, guys.
I'm out of breath.
That was good. That was real good.
Oh my Relatable. God. I was just that about was to bring up solo roller coaster trips as well. So that was the perfect gateway to it. What are your opinions on someone going to the roller coaster park by themselves?
No.
Nah.
No.
Complete no.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
No, mate. It's just by themselves, just chilling.
They're like looking back and like, whoa, how good is this?
Arms up. No person next to them. Just single, like.
Arms up by themselves.
Arms up by themselves.
I don't get the arms up. Why are we doing arms
Why
up?
Why is the arms up at the roller coaster? That's an ick.
I don't know. That's an ick. Nah, yeah. I wouldn't say that's an ick.
I like to hold on. Fuck.
Yeah.
Knuckles going wide.
Yeah.
Knuckles going wide. Oh,
what do you think of being the guy that takes the photo of like the preview instead of actually buying the photo? What do we think on that? What's our stance?
I'm not stingy. It? I'm that guy.
Nah. I did it when I went to Queensland.
So the photo's up in the corner and you grab your phone and you...
No, we're like they'll do like screens and you just go, try and take a photo.
Instead of buying the photo. Instead of buying $15.
Yeah.
I don't mind it because the photo's fucking bullshit for paying for it. You've already paid to get into the place.
Yeah. You know what they're doing before you go on some tour as well. Yeah. They say, get together, squeeze in, photo time. I'm like, I'm not buying the photo after we do this, mate.
Yeah, no. I like let them know. I'm like, I'll go in the photo,
yeah,
but I'm not buying the photo.
I'm not buying the photo.
And there is nothing you can do to convince me.
Yeah, waste of your battery. I'm not buying it. Yeah, but mum gets sucked in. Can I have a look at the photo, please? Yeah. Mum, come on.
Oh, my God.
And they make it creative. Like they put it in a newspaper or something, like an old-fashioned newspaper. Yeah. And like
they got some fancy border and a font.
Yeah, so we went to
the Dolphins love you. The Dolphins don't know who I am.
We went to Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bomb site in Hawaii, right? And so before we went on the huge boat, they took a photo of us.
Yep.
And like so we're like I knew what was happening, you know. Yeah. So we do the tour, it was great. Come back and they say just wait a second there and they hand us this newspaper. This old looking newspaper, Pearl Harbor bombing 19 whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on the photo. And mum's loving it. She's like, oh my God, have a look at this. I'm like, mum, fuck. Like, you can't buy that. And she's like, how much is it? And they're like, $28 US.
Oh.
I'm like, mum.
What's that, $50?
That's lunch.
Like, that's lunch. It's a slab, mum.
She bought it.
Of course she did.
Framed it as well.
Framed.
Yep. Frame. Oh, you know what I used to love as well? You know, do you remember wave pools?
Yes,
oh my
huge
God.
Fan of wave pools. Dude. I'm actually completely against indoor community pools and everything now.
Why?
That gives me the ick.
Yeah, same, I agree. Now, but wave pools back then.
Oof. Yeah, back then when I didn't think about what was actually going on.
A couple of band-aids. Really?
Do you ever get taken out by one of those hairy 40-year-old guys?
Same guy with the dodgeball.
Yeah, same guy with the dodgeball. Now,
in the wave
fancies
pool.
Fancies a little cool off. Goes into the wave pool.
Goes into the wave pool and he's on his own.
Have you not seen that video on Instagram of the guy surfing on a killer whale inflatable? Just what? taking out humans. Just he's on the top. Oh, can't even with his story. And he's just taking out. He's just getting casualties. He's just going skimming along people.
On the wave pool.
Oh mate, I can't with that story.
Oh, just that guy that's like, you guys are too chicken for it. I'll go do it then.
Yeah.
All right, Uncle Bob. No one's watching.
At the Whitewater Rapids in the US.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, scary.
Like the big circle ride, and you go down the Whitewater Rapids, you bump into the rocks, whatever.
Yeah, don't want to flip.
No, and there was this thing at Disneyland where you could get on a gun on the side of the Whitewater Rapid
on
the ride, and it cost a quarter to use the gun and squirt everyone on the ride. There was some 50-year-old bloke with a handful of quarters. He was just standing there.
He's like, I've worked all week.
There's like a line behind him. He's like, I'm not fucking ready. And he's just
a lot of kids he's parked the like, bus.
Yeah, he is, and he's just on it, loving it the whole time.
He's got like an allocated time every week.
Yeah,
that's like awesome. On the pool table, and you put a bunch of 50s down. Right, this is mine for the This is mine for the day.
No, it's like the pool table shotgun. Yeah,
yeah,
oh, that's awesome. Fuck.
Literally a handful of quarters.
I hate those. Hate those guns though.
Fuck you, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the guns though when they're deliberately not given enough pressure to genuinely get you.
To hurt them.
And then you're literally like pointing it up in the sky, trying to get the extra distance, and you're like, fuck.
Well, you're putting your finger at the end of it, so.
Yeah, and then pressure. You start putting pressure on the hole.
Yeah.
Basically, you just give them a nice spray.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
Theme parks, carnivals. How's Thema. Luna Park going? Scenic Railway, 100 years old. That thing is held up by matchsticks.
No, it is matchsticks and, I don't know, rusty screws.
One day it's going to fall.
I don't know.
One day we're going to have headlines of...
casualties at Luna.
Yeah, 20 people.
Imagine it happens the Hopefully day not. Released this podcast.
Mm.
Something
that would be cursed.
That'd be bad.
That'd be really bad.
What's never in operation? I go there and like the pirate ship's the only thing in operation.
So they got one ride at a theme park.
Yeah, pirate ship. Sorry, Scenic Railway's closed. Why? Oh, it's just closed.
No, what do you mean?
Pirate ship slaps though.
You like the pirate
Big
ship?
Big fan of a pirate ship.
I hate it.
What do you prefer more, roller coasters or water park?
Roller coaster. I don't need to get wet. Theme parks. I don't have to get wet.
Yeah.
Water parks are the best.
Water parks are no good. You get cold.
Yeah.
I also feel safer. And a water
safer.
Park. Yeah.
How about those tube things?
Oh, at what's the one at is it Wet and Wild? The vertical drop, the platform underneath you.
Oh,
drops
I hate those.
Scary
I hate those.
I've done it once.
Yeah. I got humiliated because I was the only bloke who didn't do that.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
Schoolies, everyone's having fun. Let's go do this fucking Went huge to a green water park on schoolies. Oh. Well, I'm not doing that. Water I sat bomb. At the bottom.
Yeah, water fair bomb. Enough.
Yeah.
Not Fuck, I got it. Barley belly from that exact ride, I reckon.
Really?
So much liquid up my bum and mouth. It's actually fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's where you come back to the public pools and stuff.
Well, the Rye Carnival is always a hit.
Is it?
No.
I'm going this year.
Are you?
No.
What's your
The What's local pickup at the Rye Carnival.
Yeah. We'll go live from Rye.
Yeah. Fan
live
meet
and
up.
Rye. Oh, man.
Fan meet up at the Rye Carnival.
Fan meet up.
Signing some autographs.
That's implying we've got people to meet.
Be there at 9 a.m. on the scissors line.
Yeah.
What's the Rye Carnival?
You know Rye, the suburb?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a carnival there.
Yeah, literally that's it.
Please take that out.
You've been here for 6 days, mate.
No, yeah, no excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull your head in.
Mm.
All right, you ready? Want to sign it off?
Let's sign her off.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. Another solo. Three Another in a row.
Three in a row.
Hat trick.
If you want, we'll try and get a guest soon, unless you keep liking this.
I think Al wants to come on soon.
Well, he's had his time.
He has.
Nah, we love Al.
Yeah.
He's a good man. He might come back on. He's got some stories. He went traveling, actually.
Yeah.
So he'll have a heap.
Mm.
But, nah, happy with this one, Jack. Been a good time.
This might be out by the time...
post-grand final.
Post-grand final. Go Swans.
So
yeah, who we got before we go?
I think Swans will win.
I want the Swans to win.
I think Geelong will smash them, but I don't wish either team to win. I hope it gets called off for lightning or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the next 4 weeks when they reschedule it.
I honestly hope so, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Sounds good. All right, well, that's us for today.
That's us.
We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Good lads.
Bye.